Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic swagger. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on top of the world, the next, bam. You're plummeting into a pit of frustration or anxiety. We all get there, right? But what if I told you that we have the power to not just survive these ups and downs, but actually thrive through them? That's where today's episode comes in, developing emotional awareness and regulation. This isn't about becoming a robot devoid of feeling, it's about mastering your inner world so those emotions don't control you. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals, valuable information telling you something is going on. The key is to learn how to decipher those signals, understand their root cause, and respond in a way that serves you, rather than leaving you feeling overwhelmed or reactive. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First off, recognize that all emotions are valid. Don't judge yourself for feeling angry, sad, or even frustrated. These emotions are part of the human experience, and suppressing them only makes things worse in the long run. Acknowledge them, observe them without judgment, and allow yourself to feel them fully. Next up, cultivate self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, bodily sensations, and behavioral patterns when you're experiencing different emotions. What triggers certain feelings? How do they manifest physically? Understanding these connections is crucial for developing emotional intelligence. Think about it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard gauges, right? Your emotions are those gauges telling you how your inner engine is running. Pay attention to them. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to focus on the present moment. Engage your senses, observe your breath, and let go of racing thoughts. Mindfulness helps you detach from emotional activity and create space for calmer responses. Fourth, develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for unhealthy distractions like excessive screen time or binge eating, find constructive outlets for your emotions. Exercise, journaling, creative expression, spending time in nature, these activities can help process and regulate your feelings effectively. Finally, be patient with yourself. Developing emotional awareness and regulation is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate your progress. Remember, every small step you take towards mastering your emotions brings you closer to living a more fulfilling and resilient life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your mind starts racing with all the potential consequences. Your heart pounds, you start sweating, and that familiar urge to snap at other drivers creeps in. But wait. Remember what we talked about today? Acknowledge those feelings, frustration, anxiety, maybe even a touch of anger without judgment. Take a deep breath, focus on your breathing, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. You've got this. You can choose to respond calmly and assertively, perhaps using mindfulness techniques to stay grounded in the present moment. You can even turn this into an opportunity for self-care by listening to calming music or practicing some guided meditation through your headphones. By being aware of your emotional state and consciously choosing your response, you've transformed a potentially stressful situation into a chance for personal growth and resilience. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways for developing emotional awareness and regulation. Remember, mastering your inner world isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, responding to them with intention, and ultimately using them to fuel your journey towards a more fulfilling life. Head over to our website, insert website URL, to join the conversation, share your own stories, or ask any burning questions you might have. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with stoic wisdom and real-life strategies for navigating this wild ride called life. Until next time, keep it strong, keep it real, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.